If the sons of company directors and judges' private daughters had to go to school in a slum school, dumped by some joker in a damn back alley, had to herd into classrooms cramped with worry, with a view onto slag heaps and stagnant pools, had to file through corridors grey with age and play in a crackpot concrete cage. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mould palaces of gold. If prime ministers and advertising executives, royal personages and bank managers' wives, had to live out their lives in dank rooms, blinded by smoke and the foul air of sewers, rot on the walls and rats in the cellars, in rows of dumb houses like mouldering tombs, had to bring up their children and watch them grow in a wasteland of dead streets where nothing will grow. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mould palaces of gold. I'm not suggesting any sort of a plot. Everyone knows there's not. But you unborn millions might like to be warned that if you don't want to be buried alive by slag heaps, pitfalls and damp walls and rat traps and dead streets, arranged to be democratically born, the son of a company director or a judge's fine and private daughter. Buttons will be pressed, rules will be broken, strings will be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers will mould palaces of gold.